somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racist with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is that you're doing, you can podcast the show. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, heard around the world. So there are different time zones. So if you got to go to the gym or you got to do this or that, you can podcast the show, but you can also listen as you're doing, no matter what, on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Thursday. And Thursdays are amazing because we get a chance to show here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show that we love the Bible Thumpers. Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time because it's difficult. Once they learn the Bible, it's difficult for them to communicate in a normal way. They have to just have scriptures. So they can ask you a question or make a statement, but while you're responding, they got another scripture. So we say, you know, we love the Bible Thumpers, so let's make Thursdays Bible Thumper Thursday. What the? Remember, shouting in the world.
And this war ain't over, y'all. We're talking about saving democracy. We're talking about health care for all of God's people. We're talking about housing for all of God's people.
So we're going to read you the scriptures, read you the commandments, and you can actually follow the Bible, do what God say, and not what the Christian church say.
Do I'm tired of this church.
What the? What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. I was reflecting again, especially after I counsel with people or talk to people about issues. And what I've come to realize, that marriage is over now. And marriage has been destroyed. And the reason that they did it and the way they did it is the enemy of God, right? When I say they have educated women and caused women to believe that they are created to lead to, that they have a leadership nature, and they don't, but they've been educated to believe that. And they have taught women that when you get married, that it's okay for you to go to work and try to raise the man children and be home, right? Everything. And women have been convinced by way of education that life is better for them. They get a better thrill when they go to work, even when they have children for the man, because the kids don't appreciate them. But at work, they do. You get an award for work, and that makes you, it's satisfying to get a reward. And then they make men believe that it's okay to follow a woman. They even convinced the men that you can stay home and let the woman go to work. And then nothing but confusion come, because the man is not going to be comfortable being home, playing the woman part, and the woman not going to be comfortable playing the man role. She's going to be stressed. She's going to be angry. She's going to be out of control. And what she does is when she is not at work, she try to control the man to make him be and do what she want him to do. And it is creating so much problems, I can hardly believe it. And the men who try to do it the way the woman want him to end up being so beta and weak that he just give in to everything. And the situation get worse. It doesn't get better. You try to please the woman, and the more you try to please her, the worse she get. And the more and the more, and then you get worse in that you get angry, you become afraid, you start drinking and smoking and doing everything to try to find peace. And the situation get worse. I do counseling every day by phone, Skype, or walk-in. And when I counsel with couples, and I do with a lot of couples, and non-couple, individual counsel as well, it's amazing the fight that is happening between husbands and wives, and how desperate women are to control that man. She's just going to make him. He don't make me feel good. He may do this and do that. It's mind-blowing, and it doesn't work. Because you can't ever and never will be able to please a woman. The more you try to what she get, because you know that's a weakness that she has over you, and it just make her want more, to bring more pain upon you. And then the man feels stuck because once he brings children into the situation with this woman, now he feels like even though he's miserable, the marriage is not working and it's not going to work, he got to stay there with the children. Oh, I got to be here for my children. But it's not doing him any, the children any good for him to be there because he's not able to protect the children from the mother anyway. It's a mess. And so I'm wondering, how do you make this work again? How do you make it right? How do you go back to the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, girls were girls, and women were women? And the only way that you're going to go back and make this thing and allow this thing to work again, if it's going to ever work again, is that you really, really, really got to want for nothing. If you run around wanting for a wife or wanting for a husband, you're going to always pick the wrong one. Always. Because the moment you want it, you're going to go looking for it, and it will always, there's no way around it, be the wrong one. Men and women always marry the wrong person, and then they fight. And the women blame the men for the way they are. And I'm like, no, the man is not to blame, to be blamed for the way you are, and you're not to be blamed for the way he is. Both were already screwed up when you met each other, and then you got together because you put on showcase personalities. When you first get together, you pretend to be one way, and then when you get together, reality set in, all hell break loose, and now you blame somebody else for the way you are. You were already that way. That's why you married the wrong person. You married the person that you are. You're attracted to what you hate. And so, I recommend, do what you want. But first, let me say this to the men who this is happening to. If your wife or your girlfriend, your live-in girlfriend or not live-in, is calling the cops on you and having you arrested or pretending you attacked them and all that kind of stuff, I would recommend you walk out of that situation right away because she's setting you up to destroy you. Because that's going to be on your record, and whenever you go look for a job or whatever, it's going to be on your file. She's setting you up to be destroyed. And then some men go with their wives or girlfriend or whatever to a female counselor. Are you crazy? Why would a man go to a female counselor? Doesn't he make, with your wife too, doesn't he make sense, but you don't, you haven't overcome. And you're afraid not to. Or you're trying to please her. I would recommend for men and women to stop looking for anything but what is right. You got to work on yourself to overcome evil and only want for the truth what is right and let what is right add unto you what you should have, because we as human beings don't know what we want. You think you know, but you literally don't know. None of us know what we want. That's why we're always picking, making the wrong choices, because we're making it out of darkness, out of the ego nature, which is darkness. You do not know what you want. And if you pay attention to your life, everything that you thought that you wanted and you went for it, no matter what it is, it didn't make you happy. the thrill of having it lasted for a minute, and it was over. But once you get a wife or a husband, ladies, and you start making children, it's in a mess. I know the world have told you the wrong way, but you should not look for that. And the world have taught you, including your family members and others, life is about growing up. It's about, about growing up, getting an education, and getting married and have a family. That's a lie. Because you feel like, because you've been lied to, you feel like if you don't get that, then you're not good enough, or you're not mature enough, or something is wrong. It's not. And the people who recommend that you go that live like that, you have miserable people telling you to get married, do this, or you start looking for that, and you end up miserable just like the people who recommended that to you. I recommend do what you want, that you work on you to overcome emotions, overcome thoughts and emotions. Because you will always, men and women, pick the wrong one. It's impossible for you to pick the right wife, and ladies, for you to pick the right husband. It's never going to work. And then you get together, you be together for 10, 15, 20 years, you've been miserable all that time. It's a mess. And these women that are educated, they are hell to pay. The ego nature and the evil of their hearts is beyond the known, because their ego nature is built up. They're educated now. They are convinced that they are better and they can lead. And if you don't do it the way they want you to, hell is yours. They're going to try to make you do it in any form. So just know, we as human beings have no control over anything. Nothing. We cannot make ourselves be good, and we cannot make ourselves overcome evil. And you only have one choice in life, one. Since you can't make yourself be anything, you only have one choice in life, just one. Isn't that amazing? One choice. You only have one choice. You have no other choices. You can never make the right choice, right? So you only have one choice. You only have one choice. And before I tell you that one choice, another horrible mistake, and I and everyone have done this, all human beings. You listen to thoughts, one thought after another one, after another one, after another one, after another one. I was counseling with someone, and the guy got married, and didn't even want to get married, wasn't ready for marriage. And I hear this all the time. But the woman pretended and acted like she's going to be a good wife and a good mother. And so nurturing. You know how they use that liberal communist word, nurturing? She's going to be such a nurturing mother. And she wanted to get married sooner rather than later. And he married her. And it's just been miserable for him. It's been awful, according to him. And many other men who have said this in front of their wives. They said, oh, no, I don't want to be married. I didn't want to be. I thought you're going to be a nurture mother. You appear, you said you're going to be, you want to stay at home, you want children, you're going to be such a nice nurturing mother and everything but that. And he never wanted to get married. Can you imagine a situation like that, living like that? And now he has someone that's out of control. We, and when I say we, all of us are lost, and we don't know what we want. And every time you think you know what you want, it's because it's not even you thinking that you know what you want, but you listen to the deception of thoughts of evil. And evil, based on what you've been already taught that you wanted and what's going to make you happy, is deceiving you. It tells you that, and you listen to it, and then when it doesn't work out, you go right back to that voice in your head, and you consult with it again. And they give you more bad advice. Oh, do this, and then this will work. And you do it, and it doesn't work, and evil laugh at you. And then you cry. We have been deceived to believe that we are in control of life, and we're not. We've been deceived not only with outer sources, influences, but with the inner too, to believe that we know what we want and we don't. And you can spend a lifetime trying desperately to get what you think you want, and it never works out. It never brings you perfect peace. And you try something else and something else, outer sources, and it never brings you peace. You even read the Bible, study the Word, and quote the Scriptures, and you still don't have peace. We only have one choice. You only have one choice. And for those who don't want to understand this or believe it, that's fine. Keep making your choices. See what happens. Spend a lifetime doing that and see what happens. See if it's going to work for you. But for those who truly want to overcome your misery, you have one choice. And that one choice is to give up. You got to give up. You got to give up trying to fight the fear you have within, psychological, emotional fear. You got to give up thinking that you think you know what you want and then going looking for it. You got to give up trying to make your life happen, make it work. You got to give up of yourself trying to overcome thoughts. You got to give up identifying with thoughts and emotions. You got to give up anger and resentment and judgment. You got to give up everything. And then you will have all things. And it'll be perfect because it will not be coming from what you think you want. It'll be coming from the truth. And the truth loves you, and the truth will take care of you. You just don't trust the truth. It's almost impossible, impossible to find a man or woman, adult person, that love and trust truth. Oh, they'll pray about it, they'll sing about it, and they say they do, but they don't. They don't even know what it is. They lift up, hold their hands, and they sway back and forth, looking up at the sky and crying and praising the Lord and doing all that. It's just an act. It's just an act. It does nothing good but makes you feel good for a moment. And then you cry. You can't save yourself. As a matter of fact, there's no one there that's to save. There's no one to save or be saved. Isn't that amazing? You're trying to save an illusion. You're trying to protect an illusion. You're trying to protect and save a false self. Generation after generation do it, and they suffer. It's literally hard. If you can look up and down the world, the earth, I doubt if you'll find five people, maybe five, who truly trust the truth. You say you trust God, but you don't even know who God is. Your ideas about God, what you read about God, what you study about God, is not God, dummies. An idea about God is not God, and it doesn't mean you trust him or anything. You just have ideas, and you won't even know thyself to see that your ideas is not working about God. Your studying the word is not working about God. You have one choice. It's to give up. Trying to be anything, trying to be anyone, anyhow, you're never going to be anything as long as you try. And then I have people, who are you? Who are you? Oh, and they say, oh, I hurt. I cry. I'm mad. And they make me mad. They did this to me or that to me. So who are you? I'm a father, or I'm a mother, I'm a wife, or I'm a husband, or I'm a this, and I'm a that. I'm a child of God, they say. And they have no clue. They tell me what they have instead of telling me who they are, because most people don't stop for a moment to realize they're nothing. They're not anything. They think they're these things. Can you imagine? Think about that. You're living a life thinking that you are physical something, that you are a mechanic, you are a truck driver, you are a mother, you are a wife, you are a loving person. And then you say, I'm a child of God. And you say that. I'm a child of God. And yet you hate your neighbor. You try to hurt other people. You don't pray for your neighbor. You try to hurt your neighbor. But you're a child of God. You're better than the person you're trying to hurt. Wake up. Wake up. You have one choice, and that is to give up. How can the truth help you as long as you try to do it yourself? And when there's no you to do it, it's really evil doing it through you. And you say it's you or God. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Hell and the fear. And when I'm talking about fear, I'm not meaning physical fear. You need to watch your back out there, right? But the inner psychological, emotional fear is mind-blowing. And some people think that you got to have fear, psychological fear. But God said he is not of fear. He said that he is not of fear. But yet you think you should have fear. And some people have been convinced that anger is natural. It's a natural human emotion. And if I didn't have anger, they say, I wouldn't get up and do anything. I need anger to motivate me. And that makes sense, right? Anger is evil. And anger separates you from God. And Satan is of anger. That's why you hurt yourself and try to hurt others. And then you read the Bible. God said to pray for your enemy. And he is telling you that because when you pray for your enemy, you're doing it because you know your enemy cannot help him or herself. If they had love, they wouldn't be trying to hurt. They would be of the light. Amazing, huh? Look at the hell on this earth coming through human beings. Not just in my country, America, but around the world. Look at the misery imposed on human beings impose on human beings. Think about that. Created in God's image. And some human beings, remember I said how you consult with thoughts and then you do what they tell you and then it doesn't work and the thoughts laugh at you. Human beings do the same thing. When they think that they are hurting you, bring you misery, whatever it may be, they laugh. They get a thrill. Think about smoke on that. Human beings get thrills from trying to hurt other human beings. They don't pray for each other. They get a thrill from trying to hurt someone. They laugh. They share it with other evil people and they laugh. They don't pray for one another because they're lost. They're asleep and don't know it. They're evil, evil trying to hurt evil. Anyway, announcement. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning and every day, Monday through Friday. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. The guy with the good hair. And after that, the American Anchor, baby. And I forgot at 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 Monday through Thursday, and on Friday at around 12 or 12 or so, right after the fallenstate.tv, Pacific time. Energy given to him by God. Amazing, huh? And tomorrow, if the Lord is, check out Punches TV. Brand new episode from yesterday. Podcast it. PUNCHIE.TV. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the FallenState.TV at 11 a.m. and then the Acting Baby on Friday after that. I had a conversation with Dr. Catherine Albrecht, Albrecht, one of those, author and radio host. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What do you mean? When people paint themselves as injured and aggrieved, the Bible says to forgive others.
Absolutely.
Lest we give the devil room.
Yes.
My husband, it was not about being beneath him. It was about him being the buffer between me and the world.
Yeah.
If you have a bitter heart, you will get in trouble.
Yes.
I mean, that was true 2,000 years ago. It's true today.
What a mess. You need a brand new heart. A brand new heart. And there's nothing or no one physical that can renew your heart from evil to good. And anyone, I don't care what you say, you can hold on and believe that evil, that anger is necessary, or resentment, that has anger / resentment, has an evil heart. And look what they do to themselves and others. Amazing. So you can become a member of the Fallen State right there, support it that way, right there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And like this video. Hit like right now. I forgot to mention. Hit like right now. Before I go to the phone, it's Bible Thumper Thursday. And my producer gave me a scripture for you. You know what I think is so interesting? That you can read the Bible. You can quote scriptures until the cows come home and leave again and then come back. You can quote scripture. You can lift up holy hands. You can cry. You can praise. You can defend your faith, whatever that means. Defend your faith, whatever that means, right? And still not know the truth. That is mind-blowing to me. And still not trust the truth. You put that Bible down, you read it, and then you may tear up sometimes or get a good feeling. Oh, praise the Lord. And get up and still not trust the truth. And then you point the way to how to trust the truth. Most people are still afraid to trust the truth. You trust evil. You trust thoughts and emotions, which are evil. But you won't trust the truth. You're afraid. I know what it feels like. I've been there, done that. I know people who are afraid to trust the truth. It hurts. I can't trust. Oh, no, it's too painful. Oh, I'm afraid. Well, if I trust the truth, who will I be? If I trust the truth, I don't feel anything. I got to feel something. I don't feel like I'm something. They won't trust the truth. And because you don't trust the truth, you don't know how much the truth loves you. You don't know how the truth truly loves you. And you don't know. You read the Bible and you say, oh, trust God. I trust God, you say, and then you lie. You don't know because you don't trust the truth. you do not know that the truth will truly work for you. You won't even give it a chance. You trust the lie. You trust your friends. You trust your husband or your wife to a certain point, extent. Not all the way with that. And I don't blame you for that one, right? But you don't trust the truth. You don't trust the truth at all. Amazing, huh? I tell people, you know what? Trust the truth. Oh, but it hurt. Who's hurting? I'm afraid. Who's afraid? So, anyway, my producer gave me a biblical question for you. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and it's from Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You don't trust the truth? You do not trust the truth. You don't trust the truth. You trust the lie. You trust the false self, all in the name of Jesus. And you say you're a son or daughter of God. You can live a lifetime and never trust the truth. And you drop your body and you're like, what the? 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Let's go out to the first time caller out of Ohio. Drew, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Drew.
What's wrong with the bus?
Are you on the speaker, Drew?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in my car. I got it on. Is that better?
Yeah, that's much better, yeah.
So how you doing this morning, man?
All is well.
So, I forgave my mom and forgave my dad, but I can't seem to figure out how to be at peace, man. I've been doing the silent prayer, but I just still get anxious about everything.
And when you say, I get angry, who is getting angry? Who are you?
I mean, I've heard this question, but I guess I don't really know the answer.
So then how do you know you're getting angry? Why do you say, I get angry?
Because, I mean, I do.
But how do you know it's you if you don't know who you are?
That's a good question, but I don't have an answer.
I want you to know, now that you've gone and forgiven, what did you say to your mother when you went and forgave her?
I forgive her for me becoming just like her. And instead of, she kind of tried to cry and convince me, you know, this and that about it, but, Once that happened, I realized she was lying, because if she's crying, she's lying. And,
that's right. When she's crying, she's lying.
And then she kind of went on to tell a story about how what I was saying with family, how she'd seen what I'm saying in the past. So it's like, on one hand, she says, no, I'm not. And on the other hand, she's admitting that she does that. So
yeah. Well, whatever she does and how she responds, that's on her. It has nothing to do with you now. Here's what you do.
Okay.
I want you, encourage you, never think about I again. When that anger, when the thoughts of anger and emotion of anger comes, do nothing about it. Live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, stay with it, but don't react to it. Do nothing about it. Go about your day, and I promise you, it will be taken away from you. I promise you that. But you got to do nothing about it at all. And you're going to see that it's not you, and the real you have never been angry.
Amazing.
You got to die from that. It's spiritual. There's nothing of yourself you can do about it. So stop identifying with it.
That's all.
That's all you need to do.
Hey, man, that's deep. I appreciate you.
There's no I to be angry.
It's amazing.
It's all ego.
Huh. All right, man.
And no matter how difficult it get, and it will, because right. those spirits are going to have to leave you if you stop doing anything about it. They don't want to leave your body. So they're going to yell and scream and give you so much emotional pain, but do nothing about it. Go about your day. Be aware of it. That's all you need to do. And the truth will take care of it.
Thank you, Jesse.
I wish you well.
Wish you well.
Thank you, buddy.
Amazing.
Amazing. Take care now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time call out of Florida, Thomas. Thomas, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Thomas.
God, I need your help on something, all right?
Okay.
So you know Halloween is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, so tomorrow's Halloween. I'm in college, senior year, and in my college, or around the country at least, all the girls on Halloween, I mean, they go around like half naked, like the sluts are out. And I really, usually my plan is to go out and just try to get with girls, right? But I've been trying to get peace, and I like forgave my mom this year, and I've been just, you know, working on myself, and I don't know if conflicted is the right word, but like, is it wrong for me to go out and try to be like a slut maker all weekend?
Yep.
That's probably not a good thing.
It's wrong in that you're not showing the right love toward the women, because the ladies need a father figure, and it's keeping you in darkness. So what I recommend tomorrow night, when the thoughts come, the temptation, which are the thoughts, when that comes, don't do it. This time, just don't do it and feel the pain of not doing it, because those spirits are going to have a fit because you're not obeying them, and they're going to try to mate and convince you. They're going to give you image of women out there naked and carried on, right, and knowing that you can just have any of them that you want. But this time, don't do it and see what happens.
Oh, that's going to hurt. I already know. I can already feel that. I'm going to be wanting to do it all weekend.
And when you say it's going to hurt, what's going to hurt?
Just, like, not going out and trying to get with girls is going to, I'm going to be like, what am I doing? Like, that's all I'm going to be wanting to do.
And is that you hurting?
Feels like me.
And who are you?
I am.
How do you,
I have no idea, Jesse.
So how do you know it feel like you?
That's a hard question to answer. I mean, I guess that's what I've enjoyed to do. Like, that's just what comes. Like, I feel like that's what gives me pleasure, trying to do that. And I guess I'm just.
But why do you say it feel like me if you don't know who you are? Who are you talking about? Have you ever thought about that?
I've heard you say that before. I try to think about it, but I'm having a hard time grasping that idea of me just not existing.
Beautiful statement. Know. I'm having a hard time grasping that I'm not as it. So why don't you stop trying to grasp it? Stop trying to understand it.
But wouldn't me deciding to not go out and be a slut maker, isn't that me listening to the thoughts as well, and me trying to identify with not being a slut maker?
No.
No?
There is no you. And then if you do this and you stay with it, just stay with it, Thomas, you're going to see, if you stay with it, you're going to see all your life you've been thinking those things were your thoughts and your feelings and you. And you were calling them you, and it was never you. But you got to stop calling it you, and you got to stop obeying the thoughts, and you'll see. It's going to be amazing. Give it up to hell, and much better than what you will receive.
That's interesting. Jeez.
So, why don't you give these things a good try and see what happens?
So I should just lay low this weekend and
yes.
want to go to the gym or something and
yes.
not try to? Dang, okay.
And then
it's hard, Jesse.
I'm sorry?
That's hard.
Why?
Just is.
So are you your thoughts?
You would say I'm not. So
what would you say?
I've always thought I am. I was my whole life. I thought I am my thoughts, my body, and I don't know. I just feel like that's all my reality's been, you know?
That's all every human being, everyone who are born of the flesh, and all are, everyone who born of their mothers end up in that kind of hell. They think that they're the misery. They think they're the so-called happiness. They think that they're somewhere that they're not, and they suffer. And everyone repeats the same thing over and over and over again, every generation, until somebody decides, you know what, I'm going to get off this train. I'm going to work on me to see what's going on with me. So here's what I recommend. At least do what you want, of course, but at least this weekend. Don't do what it tells you to do. And yes, you will feel the pain in your body, but you're not your body and you're not the pain. And just watch how this thing go crazy because you won't do what it tells you to do.
Oh, it's going to go crazy.
Yeah.
I know.
But let it go crazy. You will become sane. Let it go crazy.
Oh, okay. Last thing I'll say, you're probably right. I just feel like everyone's going to be like, what do you mean you're not? What do you mean you're not coming out? He's going to be like, I don't even know. I feel like, because I don't know. All my friends, we're all on like the same page.
Of
like,
course. You know, all your friends are in hell.
Yeah.
And why are you giving it one iota of a thought of what they're going to say?
I guess I'm just used to doing that.
When will you become a whole person and not divided?
I'm not sure.
Now
hopefully I can.
Now it's the time.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes after the weekend is over.
Yes, sir.
But this time, just do it, Thomas, just to see what happens.
Okay, it's going to go crazy. I'll call back on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's not the Women's Monday, but I'll call back.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Amazing. Why don't you just give up? You know what? I give up. I'm going to stop and see what happens. I'm going to trust the truth. But men call in on Monday, too, even though it's Female Monday. I take all calls. What's up? Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. 2 more hours ago, when I come back, straight to the phone. Your super chats and the phone. Back in a moment. Hate news. 2 more hours ago. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess getting cleaned up in the world right now by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, everybody. The 30th of October, A.D., 2025. There's no lines open. The lines are full. But you never know when a line may open up. So you can call in just every so often in case a line opens up. You'll get a busy signal if you're calling at this very moment. But you may slip in there if somebody has to mosey on away from the phone and hang up for a second, then call back and at another point if they get busy or something, you know? So, nice. Anyways, it is Hake News, not Fake News. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats. Appreciate them, guys and gals and kids and some awesome stories, all right? Comment on Sense Network, CNN reports an emotional trial is underway in Virginia involving a teacher who was shot in her classroom by a six-year-old student. So don't tell me the kids are innocent. The case could set a precedent as communities across the United States grapple with questions of accountability in the wake of so-called school shootings. And Trump has met with President, our greatest, Donald J. Trump, departed from South Korea after a landmark summit in South Korea with Chinese leader Xi Jinping, something like that. Nice. Their first face-to-face meetings in 6 years. Wow, it's been too long. At the final stop of Trump's whirlwind tour in Asia, he's traveling back to D.C. today or wherever, I don't know, America, something, I think. Trump said the two world leaders agreed on, quote, almost everything, unquote, and reached a trade deal that could be signed pretty soon. Nice. So he's going to cut back maybe like 10% on the tariffs, I think I heard. He added, Trump did, that the discussions yielded progress on issues including Russia's war in the Ukraine, as well as rare earths and the flow of fentanyl into the United States, which is so cool. Trump cleaning up America. And Xi, cleaning up China. Analysts say the talks could potentially reset the volatile relationship between the two largest economies in the world. Chinese officials said a consensus has been reached. I don't like the passive voice, but that's how they wrote it. They've reached a consensus with the United States on important economic and trade issues, but did not provide further details about an agreement. And watch out, because people can, even the Chinese, can stab you in the back. Watch out. But anyway, nuclear weapons. Oh, this is so awesome. Shortly before his meeting with China's Xi Jinping, something like that. I don't know. I'm probably butchering it. President Trump announced that the United States would start testing nuclear weapons again. Nice. After a 30-year hiatus. We've had a bunch of beta so-called presidents for 30 years, right? Trump bringing back the alpha nuclear weapons. We have more. It's been so long that there's people denying that nuclear weapons exist. We have more nuclear weapons than anybody. We don't do testing, but with others doing testing, I think it's appropriate that we do also, said Trump on Tuesday, referring to China and Russia, asked whether he's concerned about the United States entering a riskier nuclear environment. Trump replied, I think we have it pretty well locked up. He mentioned that he would like to see denuclearization, but reiterated that such testing is appropriate at this time. None of the three major nuclear powers, Russia, the United States, or China, has tested a nuclear weapon since China did so way back in 1996. Russia's last nuclear test was in 1990, and the U.S. last set off a nuclear device in 92. Look at all the bogus speech we've been through since then. Anyway, Hurricane Melissa, remember that strong storm? I'll have to tell you about that. It's a Category 2 hurricane, I guess, right now, over the Bahamas. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you. got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the second hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around, doing whatever you're doing, you got to go to the gym or you got to be here or there. You just can't watch the show, podcasts. But you can listen still, no matter where you're going and on your phone, you can listen by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bund JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats here in a minute. But first, we love the Bible Thumpers. And today is Thursday. And every Thursday is Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord!
The sign outside the New Era Baptist Church in Birmingham reads, "A black vote for Trump is mental illness."
What? I am the daughter of two pastors.
You will emerge from that as an atheist.
That's President for sure. Joe Biden is only the second Catholic president.
The Pope is like, if you don't... They call him the Holy Father. Ain't nothing holy about the Pope.
God, why George God?
Holy mackerel. I can't believe you people follow a man. A spiritual battle. Everybody wants a hero. They want an illusion. No such thing as a hero. Isn't that amazing? No such thing as a you, no such thing as a hero, no such thing as a racism and all these isms. It's all an illusion. Christ died from the illusion, and so must you. And because he did it, you can do it too, if you want to. You love your thrills. Thomas called, and he's... hey, Jesse, all the sluts are going to be out tomorrow night. It's Thanksgiving, Halloween night. I, what should I do? Don't go for the thrills, man. This time, don't go and see what happened. It's just thrills, which are evil. You got to give up. You can't make yourself good. You can't make yourself be bad. You got to give up and be free. And human beings, I had no idea, folks, really. I was blind at one time and still overcoming, I'm sure. But I had no idea the nature of human beings was all evil. There's nothing good in human beings. Zero. You won't find anything good in a person, even if you try. It's not, no human beings are good. Amazing. That includes your mama, your daddy, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, your friends, your nobody, your heroes. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. And each generation repeated the same thing. Only a few will find this place. And it can be found, but it's inside of you. It's inside of me. It's inside of everyone that wants it. The beauty about, and I love this about the truth, and I didn't know it beforehand. The truth is not going to help anyone that don't want it. If you don't open yourself up for it, it ain't coming in. It will not. It's not like human beings. The truth is not going to change its mind, and it's not going to impose on you. Unlike human beings, they'll change their mind. They'll impose on you. Because their nature is evil. I'm looking at the fight between the ICE and doing his job to protect the American people. And there are people going out there fighting ICE. Think about that. And it's a mess. Evil worked through and lives in human beings. This is hell on earth. ABC News Now is reporting. A mother buried her son and nephew at the same time. The son and the nephew at the same time after they were gunned down 6 months ago. This happened in Las Vegas, according to the story. Watch this.
There's no words to describe my daily pain that I go through.
Janice Sanchez built this altar for her son, 24-year-old Luis Santiago Iscavel Jr., who she affectionately calls Junior. There are also photos of her nephew, 21-year-old Carlos Gael Garcia.
They were just funny people, funny guys.
Julio Batista Martinez and Henry Ramirez each faced 2 counts of murder for killing Junior and Gael on April 13th near Pecos and Owens. Investigators found 13 shell casings at the parking lot from 2 different guns. Osvaldo Garcia, who is Gael's brother, was there that night and told prosecutors, "The last thing that I heard was one of them say, 'Run them chains,' which is a way of saying that you're getting robbed for your jewelry. And in a split second, they just took out guns and just shot them right in front of me." Sanchez still remembers going to the scene and seeing her son and nephew's body.
"It's just an empty hole in my heart that is missing him. It's hard to move forward. It's hard to concentrate. It's hard for me even for me to go back to work. There's nothing that is going to bring my son back or my nephew. I never hated somebody so much like I hate them."
Amazing, huh? Ooh, I'm missing you. Human beings love the thrills. And it's not them, but it's the evil in them of hurting others. Just think, I really want, even if you don't understand it, think about that. Think about the people you've hurt and got a thrill from it. It's all evil. Evil lives in human beings. And reading the Bible about God, lifting up holy hands and swaying back and forth and looking up and crying and praising the Lord. It's not praising God. It's praising your ego. Evil. You don't know God just because you lift up holy hands. What the? Hey, is there anywhere in the Bible? Because I should have probably asked Jared this. But since you're the wannabe Christian, mm-hmm. homegrown Christian, would God talk about the physical?
Is there anywhere in the Bible that God talked about the physical?
Yeah.
It depends on what you mean, kind of.
It went,
you shouldn't kill. Thou shalt not kill. Stuff like that. But in terms of, I don't know. So I'll say, yes.
Is there?
Because the way that you ask is makes me feel like I'm supposed to say no.
What the? Is there
Nick knows
any instance where God speaks about the physical?
Yeah,
I guess.
Where?
You want me to Google it?
AI it. No.
Grokipedia.
What?
Grokipedia.
Oh.
I think you'd have to get real.
Punchy TV reference.
Oh.
Oh. I get the impression, I don't know the Bible like some others, but I get the impression you got to get real basic. Like, the only time God does it's when it's real basic. He's talking about people, don't kill.
Right.
Et cetera.
That's a good point. The reason I think is because I noticed that Bible thumpers, whenever they talk about God or quote the Bible, it's always physical. And they learn the Bible and they repeat it, and it's always knowledge and physical. It's never with understanding and spiritual. Never. I've never seen that.
What do you mean by physical?
Like Bible thumpers think you should, anger is good. You need anger. And then they'll say, well, Jesus is angry. And they saw a physical action of Jesus tearing down a temple or whatever. And they think that Jesus was physical, would carry out a physical incident with anger, because that's how they are. And so they associate what Jesus says and does with the way that they feel and think.
Yeah. It's actually imagination about the physical.
Yes, absolutely. What a mess, huh?
It is a mess. It's a complete mess. It's ridiculous. People will quote the same exact words and be like, amen, brother. And then they don't actually know what they're talking about. Anyway.
And God, my Derek just came in as my producer, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great. You say that again. In the earth, the wickedness of man and woman. In the good old days, you knew that when you said man, you meant women too. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's how it is. It's of the heart. Salvation is of the heart. You need a heart change. Change the heart, you can change the world. That's from Genesis 6:5. Amazing. Change the heart, you can change the world. You don't change the heart, nothing else is going to work. Nothing else is going to work. And just because you read about Jesus, about God and Jesus, the Son, that doesn't mean you know God at all. Zero. You know about him, and knowing about him is not knowing him. Listen up, holding hands and looking up in the sky and crying and swaying back and forward and praising and carrying on has nothing to do with God. Zero. It's just a thrill. Did you hear about this woman, her little EBT card? And by the way, it looks like the government is not going to be shutting down this week either, it seems. Maybe it will, but it looks like it won't. X is reported. A woman says she will start eating white people Watch out, white people. They want to chew you up. Says she's going to start eating white people if EBT is taken away. Says that EBT recipients will build their own nation and grow their own food. They should be doing that anyway. This is from TikTok.
Make something very, very clear to the white man. Black Americans do not care about your government shutdown, and Black Americans do not care about you taking away our EBT and our government assistance, because Black Americans never depended on the American government to take care of us and feed us, because we never could. And you can think that you're about to starve us to death, but I'm here to let you know that we are going to eat regardless, even if we have to hunt you animals down and roast and eat you. What we really need to be doing is taking care of one another, buying land and growing our own food and building our own nation. If this government shutdown and starvation is what it's going to take, then let the party begin. It's Black Power, baby, and we rise.
Is she joking just to do this on and get credit? Is that a joke or is she serious? Because nowadays, I don't know if these people are serious or joking.
I think she's probably seriously joking or jokingly serious. But she's in. It definitely seems like she's into the black thing, contradicting herself, of course.
Because that would get clicks for you.
Yeah. With her hood all tight around her head.
But all that, like, she almost sounded like a black preacher.
Right. Fake.
Right. So I just don't know if she's just saying this to get clicks or what.
Yeah.
How you going to build your own nation? You relied on the government, but they're not going to put money in your EB card, and now you're going to build your own nation. Why don't you do that anyway, then, if you want black power? What the? So I can't tell if she's serious or not. So I don't even know how to comment. Is that real, Nick?
I mean, it could be any of those things, right? Trying to get views.
I think that's what it is.
You haven't thought about the tweaker factor here. Not sure what this lady's up to, but tweakers can get like that. They like to
drug people,
right?
Drug,
get drug they have users. A very exaggerated showcase personality.
Yeah, I don't know, Paul, if that real or not, but don't. In Africa somewhere, are they eating black people? They don't eat white people, do they, or do they eat black people? What do you call those people that eat human?
Cannibals.
Yeah, don't they have that in Africa?
Somewhere.
Somewhere like that they do that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It's like a fantasy land.
So I can't hardly comment on this because I don't know if it just seems real. It seems staged. It seems like an act.
Yeah.
And I know that people always go online now and do this to get the clicks.
Either way, it seems like demon possession.
Well, definitely that. And definitely motivated by evil. Josh is a first-time caller out of Florida. Josh, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Josh.
Yeah, I just called this morning. I just had I've been listening for a little while, and I just had a couple of questions for my situation.
Okay.
Long story short, I got divorced about a year ago. I was married for 10 years. I had two kids with my ex. But during COVID, she kind of got really deep into like witchcraft and numerology and all kinds of crazy stuff. Which really ended up like breaking us apart. She kind of got like huge, like victim mentality where, I don't know, everything's abuse, everything's narcissism, everything is terrible. And, basically, long story short, she moved out a year ago. We got divorced and she took the kids to California. I've been trying to get a job up there so I can, you know, be closer to my kids. But at this point, I don't even know if that's worth it or if it's right or if I should just stay here and keep kind of working on my career. Last time I went to see the kids, she put a restraining order on me in California. So it's kind of frustrating. I went to see them just for a weekend, and she hit me with a restraining order, which prevented me from seeing them for about 6 months or even talking to them. Obviously, that got dealt with, and that's not an issue right now. But as you know, the state of California will, you know, they don't really need real evidence for a restraining order as long as somebody says something happened.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just kind of stuck here and there in Northern California, and there's not a lot of job opportunities for what I do for my job. So I just kind of miss my kids terribly all the time, and I'm, you know, a little bit, I don't want to say depressed, but I am a little depressed and kind of going through life, and I just don't know what to do, if I should try to move to California to be closer to the kids, even though probably she won't let me, and then I'll be in the same position that I'm in right now.
Your question for me is what?
Yeah, just what do you think I should do? Should I try to move closer to my kids and try to be part of their life, even when their mother's not allowing me to be that? Or should I just stay?
Every woman that try to keep children from their fathers, boys and girls from their fathers, they go to court, they make up lies or not, but they go to court, they want money, but they don't want you to be with your children. Why would you, don't you know that women who are doing those things are evil women?
Oh, I know it. I know it.
You know they're evil. So you already been through this with her. Why don't you just drop it all and move on and work on your life and work on you? Why don't you let it go?
Okay.
No,
I am trying. I am trying. I am really trying. I just miss. But the biggest thing is my son, he's, you know, 16, so he's pretty much grown, and we text here and there. But my daughter is 8.
But there's nothing you can do about it. This woman will destroy your life for a thrill. The more you try, you're giving her the energy to want to destroy you. And she already destroyed your daughter just by keeping your daughter away from you. She's already destroying her, and there's nothing you can do about it.
So you just recommend kind of keep focusing on my career and keep doing my own thing over here until they're grown?
I recommend you work on you to overcome this feeling like you've missed them to a point of depression, and work on that, because that's not natural. You're not supposed to be missing them like that. It's so wrong with you when you are hurting. It means there's something in you, something wrong with you. You're not supposed to be missing them. That's all ego, which is evil, and that's going to make you go after them and end up destroying you. Are you working on yourself?
Yes, sir.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
And what did you say to her?
It took multiple talks, because the first couple of times she wasn't, you know, she kind of got very defensive and stuff. She, you know, I'm from Puerto Rico, so we, you know, she gets defensive quick.
All women do that.
But, yeah, no, basically I just told her that I forgive her, that I know she tried her best and, you know, messed up in some areas, and it is what it is. And she eventually accepted it, and we have a great relationship right now, and we have boundaries, and so, you know, we both respect each other. There's no like that, you know, authoritarian from her anymore. We just...
So she can't control you anymore?
No, sir. Not my mom.
And when you went to your father and forgave him for not protecting you from your mother, what did he say?
He just apologized. He just, sorry, I tried my best. And he just wants to keep working on our relationship.
Right on. So I recommend the woman that you had these children with is your mother, and you became like your father, and she hated your weakness, and now in that thrill she's gotten from hating your weakness, she will destroy you and your children, and then find other men to destroy. I recommend that you, are you doing a silent prayer every morning and night?
No, I've done it a couple of times. I haven't done it lately.
So how will God reward you if you don't be with him?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I need to do the silent prayer a little more.
How will he reward you if you don't stay present with him? You keep going into evil, the imagination, and the imagination making you feel lonely and depressed. And you think it's you because you feel the pain in your body. And you think you're depressed. You think you're lonely. But it's not you at all. But you won't stay in the light so you can see that.
Okay. Does that make sense?
So why not just realize, you know what? I didn't see what I was getting into when I got involved with this woman. And she's evil. All mothers who go to court with this man, with the man's children, they're telling you they're evil. And their only mission is to destroy you and the children. They don't care about the children because they have no love, right? So you didn't see what you were getting into, and you can't see what you're doing now by keep dealing with this woman. I would recommend do what you want. I would stay in Florida, do my job, and work on my life, and let the light guide me, and let the light add to me. If it's meant for you to have your children, they'll be given back to you.
Okay.
By the light. But if you go after them, you're not going to get them.
Yeah, I got you.
You waste all your money in court and everything. And the courts are not on the side of men. They hate men as much as the women hate men. I would recommend.
Crazy.
I'm sorry?
I'm just saying, yeah, it's pretty crazy. The amount of money and stress and hours of court, and they don't even listen to you or anything. They just.
Right. And they're just using you to make money, and they make you pay for everything. I would get over the trip and just, okay, I didn't see what I was doing. I was wrong. And just work on yourself and live your life so you can see not to repeat the same thing over and over again.
Okay.
And stop calling the pain you feel you. It's not you. There's no such thing as you being depressed. Or you missing someone or something. That's the false you. It's not you at all. I know it feels like you. It sounds like you. It uses your voice, but it's not you. I promise you that. But you got to stay present so you can see that.
All right.
So I recommend letting it go, but you make the final decision because this is your life.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that makes sense. I know it's just been a struggle.
What's been a struggle?
For such a long. Just not having my kids nearby. And I know that she's, you know, like telling them all kinds of lies and stuff. And, you know, they're just kind of getting more rebellious and they don't even want to talk to me or anything like that lately.
That's what all mothers do. They turn children from the fathers. They're evil, and evil is. It's their job to destroy because Satan is their God, and it's their job to rob, steal, and kill. So, spiritually. And that's what she's doing because you made a baby or got married to the wrong person.
Yeah, for sure.
You married your mama.
I did. I recognized that later, like after watching your show later, I'm like, curses. That's definitely what I did.
Every man does that, and every woman marry her father, a weak man, and the cycle repeats itself generation after generation.
Yeah, and when I married my ex-wife, I was definitely angry with my mom and my dad and stuff.
Yeah.
Too, so it's kind of...
So you were blind and could not see what you were doing.
Yeah.
But I recommend that you stay there in Florida, forget about her and the kids, and just work on you. And God love you. The truth love you. And the truth will take care of you. You'll be fine.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Do the silent prayer, and this time stay with it.
Can I ask you one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
I just hear you talk about your mother and your father, you know, during
hold
your show
on.
And stuff.
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and They wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Hell on earth inside of human beings. Can you imagine the wickedness of the mother's heart that they would destroy the children to get back at the father? Turning the children away from the father. Isn't that what Eve did with Adam? Turned him away from his father. What a mess! Couple quick announcements. Number one, it's Halloween, and there's a special going on for cameos, shout-outs, personal shout-outs, and I do them for you on Cameo. Happy Halloween, shout-out now, happy birthday, congratulations, encouragement, wedding announcement, whatever the super chat, the occasion is, I'll do it for you. Go to Cameo. There's a special going on until tomorrow, Friday. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And it's become the end of the year coming, tax time, right? Make a donation to Bond. It's tax deductible, my nonprofit. At rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And like this video. Like it. Hit like right now. Just hit like. I'll take a breath. I hear the lights. Ooh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Thank you. John, thank you, Martha. Thank you, Basua. Thank you, Uda. Amazing. Let me go back to Josh. He had a quick question. Josh, first time caller, go ahead.
So thank you for talking to me earlier. And I just had one more question based on, listening to your show for a little while. Is there any chance that you can... describe your father's personality or what kind of man he was?
My father, emotional. He wasn't he had anger too. But with me, my father treated me very, very well. And I think because I've always loved my father. Even as a little kid, I wanted my father, right? So whenever I was around him, he had several businesses. I remember once he had a cleaner business, he had motorcycles, he sold motorcycles, and so he would always take me riding, or I would work with him in the cleaner sometimes. But he hated his wife. I remember that. And so he had an angry personality, but he was never mean to me.
I see.
And okay. What's your father's personality?
My dad, he's just very hardworking. He doesn't let things really bother him very much.
Yeah.
He came from Cuba from back in the day, so he's just a super hard worker, and just he's been through so much that really nothing bothers him.
Nice.
And if it does, he just kind of moves on. I was just asking because, you know, like growing up, my dad was like that. And, you know, my mother pretty much always said, like, he has no heart. He doesn't care about anything. You know, and I kind of believed that for a long time. Whereas now I'm like realizing that that's not quite the case, especially after talking to him and stuff. He literally couldn't just deal with my mom. You know what I mean?
Like, he's yelling and screaming. When women say that about fathers, what they mean is he's not worshiping her. Your father is not worshiping her, and that's why she go after. Another reason she go after him like that.
Yeah.
Women love being worshipped. They love to be your god. It's a false god, but that's what they want. And yet they don't want it. They prefer a man that they can't control, but they'll try to control you until they can't control you anymore. Then they'll take your children.
And that's kind of what happened on my marriage. You know, initially I was like the man of the relationship, in charge, ahead, making decisions, and then eventually kept giving her more and more and more until eventually she's like, "You're not even like a real man," and she took it and took the kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I thought you wanted this. You know, I thought I was trying to make things work, but I guess not."
No, you can't. In relationship, yeah. To be honest with you, whether it's a marriage or a friendship or a workship or whatever ship, you're not supposed to try to make it work. You're not supposed to put one iota of anything into trying to make a relationship work. Either it worked naturally or it doesn't work at all. It's supposed to work by itself. But we've been told growing up, you're told, oh, you have to make a relationship work. You got to put time into it. You got to put this and that into it. No, you don't. Because the more you try to put into it, it gets worse. It doesn't get better. Because that's abnormal state of being. You're not supposed to try to make anything work.
I understand.
So stop trying to make anything work. You go about your physical life, go to work, build your house, buy a car, save your money, but stay in present with the light, with the truth, and the truth will make your life work. It will do it for you. You can't do it yourself.
I got you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And stay with it. Stay with it. But you got, do what you want, but you got to stay present so you don't go into darkness of your imagination. All thoughts and emotions are all lies all the time.
Got it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care.
God bless.
Right, you too. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Walking Roscoe. Oh, I already read that from about Zeal from his father's house. Antoinette says, please tell the caller yesterday, Kevin, to read Genesis 12 and 20. Genesis 20. Two instances, Abraham, then Abram, feared being killed because his wife Sarai was so beautiful. The king took her, leading Abram to lie and claim she was his sister. In both stories, God intervened to protect Sarah, leading to her rescue and return to Abraham. Other instances in the Old Testament, God rewards individuals who lie to save someone's life. Midwives, Rahab, the prostitute, etc.
Thank you. Keep it piffy. What? But thank you.
She claims
piffy.
And Antoinette says, sorry, Jesse, you are wrong on this one.
You'd keep it piffy, though. Oh, yeah. And thank you.
I don't think that Jesse's wrong on that. Anyway, Tom, three coffees.
I'm wrong on what?
About about lying. She must have misunderstood your point about lying.
Oh, yeah. When that guy said it was a sin to lie. Something.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that now. Keep it piffy. Amazing.
Thank you, Antoinette. Yeah. Tom, three coffees. I love when I remember I'm no longer the person I used to be. It has been very beneficial to remember this because I constantly am believing I am still that person. That he's no longer the person he used to be. But it's been beneficial because he's constantly believing that he still is that person.
Oh, I see.
Reminds me of that one guy from church who used to be overbearing with his daughter. So he decided to be underbearing and not tell her about the silent prayer.
Oh, yeah. What the? Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it.
Kevin, on Cash App, that's Bond JLP on Cash App, passing blessings down the line.
Thank you, Kevin. Amazing.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for helping us to help others.
Jack, amazing star eyes on Cash App.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, no message.
Thank you, Anthony.
Son of Bobby, also no message.
Thank you, son of Bobby.
What? DJT 2020. This is a rumble rant. Jesus.
You got to know how to rumble.
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish.
It's so interesting. It's hard to find a sheep that's following Christ. It's hard to find it. You cannot. It's like. It's hard to find it. Really. The average person doesn't even know what it means to follow Christ. They think it means to read the Bible. And there's nothing wrong with reading the Bible. But they think that's what it means to follow Christ or to lift up holy hands and sway and cry and carry on. They think that's following Christ. And then they hurt themselves and others, and they get a thrill. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, DJT. Modern Gentleman, Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
Baba Thumpa Thurston, thank you. Amazing.
He White. Arnold who?
He White.
Pete what? Adam huh? Grinning emoji. God bless you guys. You've changed my life, and I can see the path thanks to your light. Christian cross emoji.
Stay with it, and thanks for your support.
Steven with a sticker of a little cute foxy animal with a headband and the Japan dot. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Punching. Cuckoo G. Ow, slut makers are evil. Prove me wrong. I know you agree.
Slut makers are evil?
According to Cuckoo G. Ow.
Amazing. Thank you.
And he knows that you agree. Prove him wrong. Or her.
Amazing.
Modern Gentleman, is they cutting food stamps? That's a whole meme. I happened across this on X, and I didn't like it, so I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe it was Elon. But when you type in the search bar, is they? And then they says, is they? It says, is they cutting welfare? Is they cutting food stamps? Is they
I hope they do all that. I hope they do it when they come back, finally come back anywhere. That is so small now, like everybody, it would be like the good old day. Cut out all the program, make these people go to work. I don't want to pay for them. What the?
He's about to demonstrate it. Is they cutting food stamps meme? Is they cutting EBT?
Nice. I hope they are.
Nice.
Amazing.
Because that's how the blacks ask questions. When it's really, are they?
Right.
If you're white, it's are they.
But they say, is they?
Mm-hmm. Eric, five
is
coffees.
Is you okay?
Halloween gives women a free pass to be sluts, and the devil rejoices, says Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
With your five. Jermaine, what would happen if you never went to another I persistent thought? I will die, says Jermaine.
Thank you.
China Virus 23, they call him king. They call him daddy. They call him amazing. The wind and sea obey him. One last question because of time. Did you have fun?
They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. They call him king. They have king rallies. They call him daddy. But I call him the great white hope, Donald Trump. What manner of man is this? Isn't that amazing? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Someone on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, there was a caller who said he trusts the truth, but you told him not to trust anything, not even the truth. Today you told us to trust the truth. So which is it?
That's a good question, and thank you for that. Really, I don't normally thank you, but thank you. Don't think you're trusting the truth. Don't think you're not trusting the truth. Stop thinking. Stop trusting thoughts. All thoughts, all emotions, all lies about anything all the time. So, yeah, don't. I mean, I got to communicate, you know what I mean? And so we got to talk here. But don't think, oh, I trust the truth. Because thinking about it is keeping you away from trusting the thing, the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Moses, welcome, JLP show member. Nice.
Moses! Remind me of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah? I've never seen it.
Was it Gone with the Wind? It was a Bible movie.
Oh, Ben-Hur?
Yeah, something like that.
The Ten Commandments?
When that woman said, Moses!
Probably the Ten Commandments, because Moses is in the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, one of those Bible movies. It was good. Thank you.
Liam, 7 coffees. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Matthew 12:34.
And the heart is wicked. So the heart is always, you can't speak no good things. When I hear the name Lim, I often think about my great-grandson.
Yeah.
I can hardly remember his name, Lim, and I can hear him now. Grandpa, my name is Lim. Amazing. Thank you.
Jack on Cash App says, get a job.
That's nice.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're right, Jack.
Anthony, $ eyes, big smile sticker.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
And over on YouTube, Son of Bob messed up my super chat earlier. Answer to the BQ, is it right to use interpretation or wrong? It is wrong to use misinterpretation.
Okay. Even though that wasn't a question.
Right. That's not the question.
I still don't know how you feel. Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Thank you. Another good try, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Pretty fun.
Yeah.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all. Oh, Lori. Lori snuck one in.
Hey, Lori.
Jesse, you're right about people making the Bible physical, and evil deliberately does that to make it near impossible to see truly. For example, Jesus healed physical eyes, but mostly Jesus was healing people's spiritual eyes, changing their hearts. When Jesus fed all those people, it was spiritual food for the soul.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
I'm glad we got it in there.
Yep. And now that's all for now, I believe.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Kansas City, I believe that is, and talk to Andrea, a first-time caller out of Kansas City. Andrea, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What the?
No woman is good, but amazing. Thank you.
I just want to say hello, and I love watching your show, Jesse, and I actually agree with everything you say, and I've always felt this way.
Right on.
About just no thoughts, get rid of all your thoughts, and they are evil.
Yep. It's amazing.
So it is. And people don't realize all of that.
It's amazing,
it
too,
just makes
that
it,
you
it makes it really hard to, yeah, it makes it really hard to get along in life.
Yeah, it does. And it makes people fight one another, want to hurt one another,
yep,
and themselves and all that. Thoughts are lies, they're evil.
Yep. I agree. And I just want to say we've been watching you for the past couple months, and I love you. You're great. You are awesome.
Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only get clearer, all right?
I will.
Amazing.
I will. I just want you to keep up the good job, and I just want to say I'm so proud of you and what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're an awesome guy.
Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Thank you.
All right.
Right now.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Troy out of, let's see here, Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
The greatest black man ever to see.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, question.
Yes.
So I know the Great White Hope, he's really fond of, like, women in positions of power, but I kind of want to know what you think about Japan electing its first female prime minister, what that means for that country.
It's going to hell in a handbasket now.
Mm. Because Japan always used to be a very masculine, male-dominated society, and I was like, why do you think that would happen there? Even though it's not really a Christian society, it's still very cultural and male-dominated.
Well, now they have turned it over to the woman. That's going to change, because the men who voted her in, they voted her in because, if they have a list, they voted her in because they can't handle women in the right way. They're going to be subject to this woman now. It's going to get worse. It's not going to be as it was, however it was. It's not going to be that way anymore.
So you think when men are having a hard time dealing with women, they, like, hand over the keys to the car, so to speak?
100%.
So it's like not an easy way to say it, but it's like a simp mindset where you try to please the woman and then she's going to destroy it?
Because it's not, and it's not in the woman's nature to lead. Women were not, they don't have that, the nature to lead. It's in the nature of the man to lead. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children. What are you saying, Hank?
Because
they've been a declining society for some time.
Oh.
And they've been suffering, I heard from Bill, the engineer here, that they've been suffering from horrible immigration, and one of my callers too.
In Japan?
Yeah. Meaning, like, they used to have, like, a high trust, very clean, trustworthy, considerate society, and now it's awful. And they've been protesting, and this woman is supposedly tough on immigration and conservative. But I was saying that the men already became women before they elected a woman.
Yeah. What a mess. Thank you, Troy. I appreciate it.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of women with, like, pink, blue, and green hair. Some guys, too. But what is your take on people that are doing that?
You seeing with what now?
Like, women mainly, but people with pink, blue, green, or non-natural colors in their hair. What is that a sign of in them?
Oh, I don't know. They're looking for some form of identity.
Attention?
Yeah.
All right. I'll watch out for those people.
That's right. But don't judge them. They can't. Right. They're asleep.
All right. God bless you, Jesse.
You too. Thank you. I got to take a break. That's amazing. Time goes by like that. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. The hate news is coming now. Not the fake news, but the hate news.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it.
And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without. Because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
This
some serious mess going on in the world. I told you that I'd tell you about Hurricane Melissa. And also there's drama about food banks, you know, with these food stamps running out. They want to fill up the food banks. They're getting a lot of calls because a lot of people don't work enough to feed themselves, apparently, or something. Or maybe they're just getting spoiled. And the Louvre heist suspects, why do they always call it a heist? Isn't it just like, couldn't you just call it a robbery or something? I don't know. And World War One. Did you hear about the World War One message in a bottle that washed up on Australia's shore? Huh. And the World Series going on right now, if you care about the once national pastime, baseball. The Dodgers, L.A. Dodgers versus the, I don't know where Toronto is. I guess it would be that way. Blue Jays, right? Not Raptors. And Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Manny Pacquiao rematch 10 years later? What? They were already old back then. Or one of them was. And 2,000 National Guard are to remain in D.C. through February 2026 at least, according to orders. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, the 30th of October, A.D., 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the final hour of today's JLP show coming right up. All right, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. But nice. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch thehakereport.com, if you so please. And if you don't please, or either way, make sure you do catch American Anchor, baby. Very cool. And also, don't forget, in case you missed it, you can catch Punchy TV. It was an interesting episode yesterday, Punchy TV. It's available on audio podcast as well as video, Punchy TV on YouTube. And it's on rebuildingtheman.substack.com and other platforms. And nice. Very nice. Oh, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. All right. No Y. No Y in Punchy TV. It's P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. Hurricane Melissa is re-strengthened into a Cat 2 hurricane. Category 2. As it moves away from the Bahamas and heads northeast toward Bermuda. You ever heard of Bermuda? The storm has already carved a trail of destruction across the Caribbean, hammering Jamaica, Cuba, and neighboring islands with torrential rain, powerful winds. Officials say Melissa has killed at least 30 people across multiple different islands and countries, right? The actual death toll, uncertain, of course. They have to assess the damage. In Cuba, flooding remains the biggest concern hours after the storm slammed into the island on Wednesday. Meanwhile, officials in Jamaica say catastrophic, their word, isn't a strong enough word to describe the scale of devastation in some of the hardest hit areas. More than 70% of the country is without power. Officials warn repairing critical infrastructure could take weeks, if not longer. And I heard that Marco Rubio, he said that we're sending help to help clean up that place, maybe I think in Jamaica. Meanwhile, the government shut down, now entering the 30th day in America. Looming suspension of federal food benefits in November 1st threatens to leave millions of so-called Americans at risk of going hungry. Many food banks and charities say they're now bracing for a grim holiday season as demand for assistance expected to surge. What a mess. I guess I'll skip all that. 42 million Americans, nearly 42 million Americans are on food stamps. What a mess. Okay, so new suspects arrested in the theft of France's crown jewels from the Louvre Museum, the Paris prosecutor announced today. Huh? Interesting. Been almost like 2 weeks or something like that since the 7-minute daylight heist, October 19th. I'm James Hake, now with JLP.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, my biblical question, is it right or wrong to use interpretation? Is it right or wrong to use interpretation? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to go work out or something you got to do, but you wish you could watch it as it is happening, podcast, and then listen on your phone. Your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show on Thursday. It is Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
What the? Amazing. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. The world gone crazy. I want to remind you, do what you want. It's up to you. Pray for your enemy. Don't hate your enemy. And that doesn't mean you're accepting an evil. You just know because you worked on yourself, you would know that you were asleep and couldn't see, and you did things and thought things because you could be thinking things about people and it's evil and you get a thrill. It's wrong and you get a thrill from thinking. Do what you want, but I'll be careful what I think on. You're hurting yourself. It's time to stop being divided and become a whole person. You could be whole. You could be one. Or you could stay divided and suffer. Stay in your misery and call it a thrill. And roam the earth trying to hurt others for a thrill. And you call it life. But it's death. Love one another. Don't hate one another. Drop the anger. You can drop the anger. Anger is not from God. God does not give you a spirit of anger. It's interesting that people believe Jesus was angry when he knocked over the table, and they compare it to their nature, which is evil, right? Anger. And his father, God, Jesus' daddy, does not have anger. He does not have a spirit of anger. And he dwells in the Son. So if the Father that dwells in the Son is not angry, how can the Son be angry? You're only angry because you're evil. Satan is your God. God does not give you a spirit of anger. Just know, even if you can't overcome it yet, you don't understand it. Just know it's not from God. Really, just at least know that. Even intellectually know that, all right? There were multiple federal law enforcement agencies Wednesday announced the arrest of several protesters who allegedly engaged in violence and civil disorder during immigration enforcement actions in Southern California earlier this year. Watch this on ABC 7.
As protests continue at immigration enforcement operations in Southern California, Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley has a message for people who engage in violence.
Violence in any form, specifically targeted at law enforcement, is unacceptable and illegal.
Asaley's comments come on the same day federal officials announced 10 arrests.
We will not tolerate violence against officers who are simply doing their job.
The feds say one person charged today took part in a protest June 6th outside Ambiance Apparel downtown Los Angeles. They say Giovanni Keneal pepper sprayed a vehicle while FBI SWAT officers were inside it. Federal officials also say they arrested and charged 9 people after a protest turned violent June 8th in downtown LA near the 101. Court documents said that group targeted CHP officers. Akil Davis is with the FBI.
Officers were trapped under a bridge when violent protesters threw rocks, concrete, electric scooters, and fireworks at officers, and even ignited a patrol vehicle.
Though federal officials announced 10 arrests, they are looking for more people, including this group right here. More people accused of violence against CHP officers this summer.
See what happens when you let illegal foreigners in your country? This is what you get. This is like a third world country now. This is not happening in Europe. It's happening here. It's happening here. They need to lock these people up, throw a brick at them, lock them up. Book at them and lock them up. Throw the book at them and lock them up and send them back to their country and forbid them to ever look toward America. Not to mention they can't come here anymore. This is a third world country now. I never imagined that American citizens, well, some of these Americans, most of them are not, would fight against our government, our law enforcers taking care of them, trying to protect them. What a sad way to live. And then they give these people driver's license, not because they even speak English, but because they're illegal aliens and they're joining for the boats. And they're having all kinds of accidents and all kind of stuff. They can't even read the road sign. Landline Media is reporting a recent incident involved in California licensed truck driver in Arkansas who was unable to read common traffic signs, highlighting issues with English proficiency for commercial vehicle operation. Why is this from Fox News?
Yes, sir.
Hello. How are you? Good morning.
Yeah, I'm good.
Why are you parked here?
Yeah, I parked here for the hour.
Why did you park here? You understand English?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Why did you park here?
Yeah.
No, no good. What is this sign?
Oh, two people. Maybe girl. Maybe woman.
What does it mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah. What does that sign mean?
Yeah, two people.
Two people doing what?
Walk.
They're
two
walking?
People. Yeah. Two people are walking.
Where?
I don't know where.
He had no idea. Like, he had trouble answering those questions, like where he was loaded, where he was taking it.
Yeah.
Asking him company questions and if anybody else was in the truck with me. He kept saying California. I was like, California's in the truck with you? And he's like, yeah, California.
That was yet another truck driver pulled over by a cop in Arkansas. This truck driver out of California, he could not speak English or read traffic signs.
Isn't that amazing? But he have a license to drive a truck. Commercial truck at that. That's amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. They giving these people a driver's license. And they don't even speak English. The man, according to the report, doesn't even know where he was going with the load. Yeah, parked inside the road. Apparently, to try to figure out which way to go. In the United States of America. According to my producer here from Fox News, California gave out 62,000 truck licenses, and 6 people have been killed so far, Fox News. All for the vote. Human beings have no love. They don't love one another. It's all about self. Every human being with anger is about self and self only. And last but not least for now, from Nick Shirley on Instagram. All out fist fighting brawl broke out as Antifa and ICE supporter clash in an Antifa standoff at the Portland ICE detention facility over the weekend. Watch this from Instagram.
So what was that all about? That dude is mentally ill. They're all jealous because I'm putting them all on camera. Look what they're doing. All because I'm born and raised in Portland. None of them are from here. They're all getting paid to protest.
I challenge all these guys to a fight, and they all don't do it. They won't turn off the camera.
There was a whole lot of talk there, but no fight broke out.
Now we have another argument going on, another fight. Chandler, the legendary, everybody poops at Chandler's house, is right here.
Get right!
Whoa.
Hit him. Hit him.
Can you only pick on small people, you coward?
Yeah.
White. You can?
Yeah.
You can only pick on small people.
That's look at the white guy.
Your pants again, Ryan.
You have
you fucking.
Get it.
Oh. Back out.
Amazing, huh? Two devils fighting. What good is going to come from that? None, except false thrills. What good is it doing the anti-ICE people to go out and fight with the ICE people and the ICE people fighting with the ICE people? Where the pro-ICE people going out and fighting with the ICE people. It's just for thrill. It's not changing anything. So apparently, ICE people and ICE-supporting people clashed. Isn't that something? Why? Lay your weapon down. I told you, Christians and non-Christians alike do not trust truth at all. They'll tell you about truth, but they don't trust truth. Knowing about God doesn't mean you know God. Reading about God doesn't mean you know God. Thinking about God doesn't mean you know God. Those are just thoughts. Isn't that amazing? Hey, you're confusing me. What are you writing me? So anti-ICE and pro-ICE people were fighting. That's what I said.
I think the confusion is getting, meanwhile, actual ICE agents just trying to do their job.
Oh.
So that's the third party.
Hate writes me too many notes, too fast. What the? He said I didn't say it right. Pro-ICE counter-protesters fighting with anti-ICE protesters. Amazing. All for the thrill of it. Let me go to Canada and talk to Brandon. Brandon, you are on the air. Hey, Brandon.
How you doing?
All is well.
I have a Bible verse for you for Bible Thumper Thursday.
Okay.
So it goes along with a lot of what you say, actually. It says, the wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous has hope in his death. And that is so profound because, you know, in the last couple of fellowship, you say, like, suffer and just let's see what happens.
Yes.
So I decided to do that in the past 2 weeks, and my thoughts were driving me mad sometimes. And I just, like, and sometimes I was on the verge to listen to a thought, and then I remember, let's just see what happens if I don't. And it would just, like, the thoughts were, like, throwing stuff at me. Like, if it like they would start, like, with a loneliness. And I was just like, oh, let's just, like, forget about it. Let's see what happens. And then it threw at me, like, lust. And then it, like, everything it could to, like, try to make me do what they wanted me to do. And that Bible verse is so right, because when it says the righteous has hope in his death, and I realized, like, in order for me to die, to have a new life, I have to die from this false identity. And I realized that evil hides behind words, loneliness, lust, what you think you want, and everything. And I've been not listening to the thoughts as much as I can. And then I was bored too. And even boredom, when you're bored, that's the devil too. Like, he hides behind all those things. But when you don't listen to those things, then you can see the evil behind it.
Amazing. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And they're going to try to, as you said already, they're going to try to force you to believe them and communicate with them, the thoughts are. But stay with it anyway and don't communicate. Just be aware, no matter how painful it gets, because closer they get to death, and they will if you stay with it, they got to leave you. They're going to scream. They're going to yell. They're going to give you body pain, but you're not the pain, and you're not your body. And just stay with it. See it through. Have no idea or expectation. Just have a way to see.
They make you believe that you're losing something when in reality you're winning something.
Absolutely.
When you don't listen to them.
Absolutely.
I've realized that too.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Well, you stay with it, man, and don't even cry out, oh, I want out of here. There's no you to want out of here. So don't even say that, no matter how difficult it gets. You stay with it.
Yeah, I just take it in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I take it in, and I don't reach out for outside help too, because it would be the same to just listen to a thought, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you stay with it.
Yeah, thanks. I will.
God bless you.
God bless you too, Jesse and the team.
All right, Brandon. Amazing. Stay with it, folks. You'll see that you are not your thoughts, you're not your feeling, and that your heart is wicked. It is beyond words, the wickedness of the heart, which is the nature of evil. Isn't that amazing? Muhammad is a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Muhammad, you are on the air.
Hi. Okay, so the question is, how do you go about seeking the kingdom of God? You mentioned the silent prayer, but there's only so many hours in a day. And then you also have to like to do practical things like eat, exercise, work. I don't know. I just don't think like sitting and listening to the thoughts, or not listening, but observing the thoughts for an hour a day is getting me anywhere. I've tried it, you know, and I mean, there is less suffering than there was when I began, but
there is less
will
suffering.
It ever end?
Once you started doing it, there's less suffering now?
Correct, yeah.
So why are you doubting that it's working if you already have less suffering?
Okay, because I think the kingdom of God is the end of it, you know what I mean? The finality, total peace, you know, perfect peace, the enlightenment,
of,
whatever.
The end of what?
Suffering.
But how do you know? Why don't you wait and see it and not assume?
Just wait and see it. Just continue with the silent prayer and then just see what happens.
Yeah. Don't have any idea. The one thing about truth, any ideas about truth, any thoughts about truth will keep you away from truth.
Okay.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
Yeah, many years ago, actually. I've been listening to you for years, like 3-4 years.
Oh, okay. So you went and forgave her. Yeah. Well, you stay with
correct.
The silent prayer and don't fall for the lie from thoughts about coming up with ideas about allowing this to happen. And you practice staying present. Like when you're doing your job and stuff like that, you're not going to be present for a minute because you got to use your practical thoughts, which is given to you by God, to do your work, to make your meals and things like that. But when you're not doing practical thinking, you come back to inner self so you don't be caught up with psychological, emotional thoughts.
Okay.
All right? And stay with it. Just stay with practice being present. Don't put your effort in and try to make it work. You just be aware of yourself, what's going on inside of your mind and body. And do nothing about it. Go about your life, and you'll be fine.
Okay. I mean, I've been listening to you for a while because I feel like you've got it. You know, the truth, whatever, I think it's emanating from you. So my question is—
That is in you, too, though. And that's why some of your pain have gone away because you don't want to live in misery anymore. And so, by doing the silent prayer, forgiving your parents— you've opened up so that the truth can come into you, come down and take control of you. But evil doesn't want you to do that. It wanna take it away from you so you can see the darkness. Don't fall for it.
Okay. My question is to you, is there like, I know this sounds intellectual, you know, sounds like just more thought stuff, but is there like levels to it? You know what I mean? Is there like a final end? Because I listen to other people, you know, and it doesn't seem like they have it, you know. Going to the churches, listen to the preachers. Obviously, they're all suffering. It doesn't seem like they have it. Is it like,
one thing,
how do I know where
sure,
I am?
For sure, Muhammad, there is an end to this. You will die from the ego. It will happen. But don't worry about the end. Don't think about the end. Don't think about how long it's going to take or how painful it is or anything. But it will die. And you will be free all the way.
Got it. I also think there's like certain things I'm maybe not understanding. You know what I mean? For example, you say want nothing, desire nothing.
Right.
You know? I feel like even just to survive, I have to desire surviving. You know what I mean? I have to
eat
the protein, get the sunlight. I don't know how to explain this, but
when
I feel like if
stuff,
I want...
You need something for your physical body. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking spiritually. You know, like the pain of the ego death can get so great, you can scream out, I want out of here. But you don't realize just by saying that, you just put another lock on the cell block to keep you in. So don't cry, I want out of here, because there is no you to want out of here. But when you say, I want out of here, you're creating another false identity.
Which is the I, the sense of self.
Right, absolutely.
Okay.
But you know, you want protein for your workout or your meals. That's just for your nourishment for your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
That's not you.
Got it.
All right?
Okay.
Stay with it, man. Just stay with it no matter what. You stay with it. And practice during the day. If you get caught up in your head, thinking about the past or future, just become aware of your body or something in the present, and you're fine.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, but stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Did you hear about this 9-year-old boy speaking at a New York town hall meeting back in June of 2025? Watch this for what this little 9-year-old boy had to say from YouTube.
I wanted to represent the youth because what's happening now could change our futures. And what President Trump is doing and is threatening to do is frightening.
Wow.
Parents and teachers are talking about a lot of things that we don't know about. But unlike some people, we know the meaning of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
We all saw the video talking about low IQ.
He's funny, babe.
All jokes aside, as you can see, my mom is oxygen dependent, as she has been for more than 5 years due to COVID pneumonia in both lungs since March of 2020. And without Social Security, my mom and I would not be able to survive. Cuts to Social Security, cuts to Medicaid, cuts to veteran benefits, and cuts to education hurt my mom, my grandmother, my brother, and me, my whole family. So I'm asking you, and especially you, Miss Tish, because we in New York, what can you do to help me?
That's so sad, huh? That's evil. Where's his daddy? Someone wrote out a speech. He learned the speech, and now he's stuck. See what wicked hearts do? He's been set up. What a sad way to live. Human nature, human beings are evil. They don't even love their own children. This lie that mothers love children is a lie. Mothers do not love children, and a mother love is not so special. It's evil. It's pure evil. Let me go. First time caller out of Virginia. Winston out of Virginia. Winston, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
No.
Jesse, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you.
All right. Jesse, I want to tell you this is a special moment for me because I've loved you for years, and you are a hero of mine. I'm a white man.
E-white.
And I got to tell you that the day you die, very truly, this nation is going to lose a national treasure.
That's amazing.
All right. Well, anyway.
Thank you, Winston.
All right. Well, I really do love you. I want to hug you. But anyway, let's get to the point.
Hold on. 1 minute for me. Let me take a quick break. I'll come right back to you.
Okay.
The treasure chest is now open on DLive at StressOff Pills.net. Back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-777-5773. 888-77-JESSE. Rundown for today. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report, you white, with the good hair, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, the American Anchor, baby.
Actually,
and the American Anchor Baby has a special coming up for you this time. Why? Listen to this.
Yeah, Jesse, so thanks. So today, actually, I won't be live, getting ready for a Halloween extravaganza type thing this weekend. So make sure you tune in tomorrow and maybe even Saturday.
Oh, so you're not airing your show today?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Amazing. Tomorrow, Halloween Day, a special. It's so special. From the American Anchor Baby, all right? And then check out the Father's Day. We have a brand new episode of the Father's, I mean, not the Father's Day, but Punchy. Punchy TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Punchy TV. Check that out. And last but not least, oh, like the video. Hit the like for these videos, all right? I appreciate it. And then a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise. I talked to Dr. Catherine Aberett. She's an author and radio host. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What's wrong with the blacks?
What do you mean? When people paint themselves as injured and aggrieved, the Bible says to forgive others.
Absolutely.
Lest we give the devil room.
Yes.
My husband, it was not about being beneath him. It was about him being the buffer between me and the world.
Yeah.
If you have a bitter heart, you will get in trouble.
Yes.
I mean, that was true 2,000 years ago. It's true today.
What a mess. What a mess. The FatherState.tv. Make sure you support the Father State there. You can become a member right there on the YouTube channel or JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Winston, a first-time caller out of Virginia. Winston, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
No problem. All right. Well, anyway, My agenda for calling you today is I have a book called Leftism, Racism, White Supremacy.
You can't promote it. I don't know about it. Send it to my producer. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com, all right? I appreciate it. 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat. Engban Art. Bought a coffee. Maybe blacks didn't fight back during slavery because they had perfect peace at that time. They were at peace to hit the plow and not look back. Now they hit the blunt and try to look black.
Interesting point. Thank you. Amazing.
Gabriel, No, senor, senor. I didn't steal your Halloween candy. No.
No, senor. No, senor, no. I don't steal, senor. No. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, five coffees. Women love dressing up because their entire life is a performance. Slutty devil, slutty zombie, slutty cat.
Showcase personality.
Terrible.
But there are women, and I in the women's forum, I hear from them. When I counsel, I hear from them. Women around the world. Fellowship, I hear from them. There are women who are like, Jesse, you know what? You're right. I didn't want to face that. I didn't want to face that my heart was wicked. But once I realized you're right, I did, and I'm overcoming. Women are waking up. You should be a part. You can't if you're a guy. Of the women's forum on the third Thursday night of the month. Amazing. And fellowship. So stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to Aries One, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of those supporters on the D-Live
crew. Shout out. And thank you.
And I know that there was another D-Live super chat from Aries One. And I don't remember reading it. Wolf, Game, Monkey, Metro, Battery, Scorpion, Cactus, Quiet, Zipped Lips, Jew, congrats. 5-5, Cat, Bald, Super Butch, Canned Tomatoes, Coffee, Shout, Money Bags.
There were people names?
I think they're emojis to signify people's names, the regulars on the D-Live crew.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Interesting. Thank you, though.
Very supportive, yeah. Aries One. Thank you kindly. I almost missed that one, but I remembered I didn't read it. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Are you dressing up for Halloween? Hey.
No. At least not. I don't plan on it. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're speaking. And I was taught to look at the person when they talk.
Yeah. No, I haven't done that in quite some time. Probably about 15 years haven't been able to dress up.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while either. Amazing. I saw last night during the Jesse Waters segment on Fox News.
Yes.
Apparently there was like a rally or something down at one of the universities, Ole Miss University down in Mississippi.
Yeah.
And J.D. Vance spoke there, and then I didn't listen to his speech, but I did listen to the question and answer period. And it was very, very interesting. And I'm so glad I got a chance to hear it, because I realized that in the university, a lot of the kids, I don't know about a lot, but many kids are not for Israel anymore.
Yeah.
Because they were asking him why Americans support Israel. And apparently some woman gave a lot of money to Donald Trump during the campaign or something.
Yep.
And she loved Israel.
Miriam Adelson.
Oh, you know about that?
Sheldon Adelson, the late, great Sheldon Adelson's widow.
And who was he? What made him great?
Well, he was rich and he gave Trump a lot of money and he was pro-Israel.
And that what made him great?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. And they asked about that. Do they think, I don't know exactly how the question went, but the fact that this woman gave Trump a lot of money and she said she loved Israel was somehow or another, I don't know exactly how they put that question, somehow or another they were in, Trump were being controlled by Israel.
Yeah.
And then there was some female got up, and I don't know, her question was kind of liberal. But I didn't know that many young people were against Israel.
Yep, totally brainwashed.
I wonder if my generation, are they against Israel? Because when I was growing up, Israel, meaning Christianity,
yeah,
and Judaism were friends. They were one.
Right.
And the Christians knew that if it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity, right? And so we love Israel for we for the spiritual aspect of it.
Yeah.
And we know that all Israel, all Jewish people are not good people, same as any other people. They're bad and good in every race, right?
Right.
But it seems as though either the young people have not been taught to know that spiritually, Judaism and Christianity are one. That seems to be lost now.
Yeah.
Am I right?
You are right. In your generation, it's the liberals who hate Israel. And in the younger generations, it's the liberals and the conservatives who hate Israel.
Yeah, and conservatives.
Yep. The pro-America and anti-America people are hating Israel.
And then it seems as though, I don't know, kind of different hearing that. And I've heard young people, especially white guys, white people.
Right.
Not just the white guy, but some white guys and white girls, they really think that they don't see that Judaism and Christianity one. And I saw that really clear last night. And as I've said before, they don't know that. They said, well, the Jews don't believe in Jesus.
Right.
You know what I mean? But the Christians don't believe in Jesus either.
I know.
And I don't know why they won't say, well, the Christians don't believe in Jesus either. Because the Christians don't believe, they believe about Jesus, but they don't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
And so why are they mad that the Christians will not believe in Jesus?
Why are they mad at the Jews for not believing in Jesus?
Yeah, but no, I know they're mad at the Jews.
Oh, why aren't they mad?
Why aren't they not? Why are they not mad at the Christians for not believing in Jesus?
Some Christians, because there's a lot of Christians who everybody knows are phonies, but they don't think of themselves as phony.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
They'll
pick apart all the other Christians.
But that's how judgmental people are. They always think they're better and right.
Yeah.
When they judge others, they definitely feel good because they feel like they're right in their mess. They think that they're right.
Yeah, J.D. Vance, I didn't see the clip, but I caught a glimpse of like some quote from it.
Uh-huh.
That he said, Trump is not controlled by Israel. It's the fact that he wasn't controlled that he was able to secure that ceasefire thingamajigger.
Yeah, it's amazing for anyone to think that anybody can control Trump.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Talk about blindness.
Yeah. That's because they hate the Jews.
Yeah. They're interested in facts, and they can't see the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one guy got up and asked J.D. about is imposing Christianity in schools, is that imposing something like? Not quite how he said it, is that imposing religion on who's going to teach it if you bring it back to the schools? And is that imposing or something like that, religion? It was a very interesting question to ask
a
period.
It was a TPUSA event, I believe, in honor of like Charlie Kirk.
Oh, okay.
And so J.D. Vance was doing a Charlie Kirk in honor of the late, great Charlie Kirk.
Oh, that's why he took the questions like Charlie does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
If I understood correctly.
It does remind me of that.
Yeah.
From what I've seen Charlie do, I don't know. And his wife introduced J.D. Don't ask me about that.
What'd you think of his wife?
No. I'm not going to.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Beautiful Erica.
Interesting.
Interesting but Erica.
It was interesting question and answer period for J.D. Oh, one girl got up and said to J.D. something like, because I can't quote it as a verbatim. You ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard of that word.
What?
Verbatim.
See?
Good word.
White.
Comment allez-vous?
See? White. J.D., you're married to a you are a Christian, but your wife is not a Christian.
Yeah.
She's something else.
Hindu, I think.
Yeah. Why, what's that like? Or why are you, who's going to decide who the she is going to be, Christian or Hindu? Why are you married to a woman like, something like that? It was an interesting question, too. And he's handling it pretty good.
Yeah, one of them is.
He said his wife was agnostic or something.
One of them is, one of his children, there's Ewan, or Ewan, E-W-A-N, Vivek, and Mirabel.
Whoa.
I think he said he's going to raise him Christian, and he hopes Usha comes around.
Right. He said something like that.
That's nice.
He did but say that.
I would shudder at the thought of naming my son, if my name is J.D., and I'm from Appalachia, I would shudder at the notion of calling my son Vivek. But shout out.
Shout out. I don't think JD has control of his wife.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah. And that's why educated women do not make for good wives and mothers. They will not obey their husbands.
Yeah.
And then the husband too weak to make them obey in the right way. Well, man, but it was interesting to watch that. I didn't know that type of education has had such an effect on the mind of other people. And I wonder what my generation people think about Christianity and Judaism. Do they still know, that if it wasn't for Judaism, there would be no Christianity? And why are they telling their children this and grandchildren, if they have any? Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's up, that JLP? Everybody and their mom. Well, this is the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Everybody and their mama. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate
it. You know what, Jesse, man? It's like the women here in the United States, they're so stuck on trying to keep even with men, it takes their femininity away from them. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. Yep.
I mean, it's like it don't even make them desirable because they always got to keep one leg up on men. Well, you know what? Like I said, we're different. I mean, men built this world. And when it comes to jobs for most women, they like comfortable jobs. You know what I'm saying there, Jesse?
I do.
If men were to
overcome the spirit of their mother and return to the father, then the women wouldn't be doing what they are doing because the spirit of the man is stronger, so the woman would be more attracted to that, and she wouldn't be doing what she's doing today.
I mean, just constantly, especially with African-American women, they just want to make sure they compete with a man, a husband. I mean, I like, you're on the same team. You're on the same basketball team. Why you got to prove to them that you can do everything a man can do?
Well, the black female hate the black male. I mean, it's for the last 70 years or so, the black male has turned, made the woman his god, and he has no authority over her now at all. And the women hate that, and that's why they treat the men that way.
And you know what, Jesse, man, out of all the races, Black women and black men have the hardest time getting along. Every other race tend to be in harmony. Not to say that they don't have issues either, but they tend to get along better.
Yeah.
Than the black man and the black woman.
Absolutely.
You know? And man, I just want to give you an update on our election, man. Your mouth's telling you we got two females running for governor, and Barack, the lone legged Mac Daddy, he came up here and endorsed a Democratic candidate.
Endorsed
who? And the NAACP. The Democratic candidate. Well, the Democratic candidate.
Oh, Democrat. Governor. I thought you said something else.
Yeah. Oh, I call them Democrat. That's what I do call them, because they are anti-God, so everything they stand for, God is against, and everything God loves, they hate. So I call them the anti-God party.
You. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you going to vote for that? Who are you going to vote for?
Well, I did vote. I voted for the conservative one, the black lady. She's running as a Republican. But here's this, Jesse. We got some more. I got some more news to tell you.
You voted for Lisa Sears?
Yes, I did.
And you want a woman to lead?
No, I don't, Jesse. But hear me out. Okay, I got one more to show share with you. Our lieutenant governor, he's run as a Republican, but he's gay.
Did you vote for him?
Yeah, I voted for him. I voted for the whole Republican slab. Well, conservative, all right. Jesse, what to do, man? You have a Republican running for a lieutenant governor, and he's gay.
And you voted for him.
I did vote for him.
And you voted for the black woman.
I voted for the black woman.
Why did you do that?
Well, I was concerned, Jesse. One vote would allow the Democrats to get in. I already know what they're going to do when they get in.
But why did you vote for a woman and the gay guy?
Well, I guess, Jesse, to say the less of the two evils, huh?
What do you mean by that?
Well, they're conservative, you know, and I voted for the conservative candidate, Jesse, and I know they won the best choices, but the Democratic candidates, I mean, they got all of them trying to bring in socialism, man.
But
I mean, what would you have done?
I don't know. I would have to be there in that situation to know what I would have done. But the Republican Party is no different than the Democratic Party. It's the same. And all the reason the only reason you see things happening right now because of Trump, and Trump is conservative, and the Republicans, they know if they didn't support Trump's plan to make America great, they'll be voted out because the voters are listening to Trump right now.
I think when the Democrats nominated their female candidate, I think the Republicans wanted to sort of get a leg up on, so they nominated. Well, Wilson Smith was a lieutenant governor anyway. So,
well, the Republican Party tried to prove to the Democratic Party that they're not sexist, homophobic.
Right, that's what it is.
And so they're doing exactly what the Democratic Party does. And be not deceived, Republican representatives and conservative Christian Republicans do not support men. They are for the woman. They are not for the man.
And you right, Jesse. It's just like, that's what I was asking. I was saying, like, what to do in that situation. I prefer to have two men running. But
how are you going to get two men in there if you keep supporting the women and stuff?
Yeah, that's why I was asking for your advice, man, because we got the Democratic Party. That was a question?
Yeah.
How I'm going to do that?
How are you going to get men in there if you keep voting for the women?
Well, this is my first time voting for a female governor. Well, Jesse, well, I was concerned. The reason why I did it for, I am concerned with socialism. The Democratic Party, the whole slab is pushing socialism, man.
Socialism will continue to come about because of weak men and women.
I agree. I was trying to stop.
How are you going to get men in there if you continue to vote for the women?
Well, that'd be one way to maybe shake the cradle. Hey, we want some men.
That was a question.
Well, we have to not vote for the woman then.
That was a question.
How are you going to get men in there
if you continue to vote for the women?
Well, the only way is that, like you said before, not vote for the woman.
But why you keep doing it then?
Well, this is my first time voting for a female governor, Jesse.
But why are you going to keep doing it, though? How are you going to get men in there if you keep voting women in?
Now, I see what you're saying. And
no, that was a question.
This will be my last time voting for any female governors here in Virginia. As long as I did that, Jesse, man, I was concerned about socialism. I know, because the blacks already lined up to vote for them. They already lined up to put them in office, man.
Who?
And the blacks here in Virginia.
But you voted for them, too.
Well, I voted for the conservative one,
I guess, Jesse, in this situation, we've got to have a wait-and-see attitude. What you think?
Wait,
we got a mess up here, man. Oh, just see how she going to turn out. Well, she was a good lieutenant, Governor.
The authority is not in the woman. It's in the man. But, Rick, I got to run because of time. The clock going to turn us off in a minute. Call me tomorrow.
I was about to ask you. So what would you, Jeff. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Super chat.
Super chat.
Ever Blazer's been a member for 5 months, says Bible Thumper Thursday. Always builds me up.
Amazing.
He's drunk as a badger. Badger emoji.
All my life.
Or is it a skunk? I don't know.
You don't know.
And Jules Verne over on Rumble says, it's not the Jews from the Bible, so no, they did not bring us Christianity. Jesus did.
But
says
Jesus wasn't Jew. What the... Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Listen, a change of heart is what you need. A change of mind is not going to do it. You need a change of heart. You should, for your own self's sake, stop being angry. Drop the anger. Stop judging and see what happens. It's going to blow your mind with joy. Forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can stop judging. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and see what happens. Really. And thank you for your support. Make sure you donate to my nonprofit. It's tax deductible. You get it back at the end of the year. We got a lot of work to do. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. The Hate Report is coming up now. And after that, no American Anchor Baby tomorrow, but today. He has a special going. No American Anchor Baby today, but tomorrow.
Mm.
No American Anchor Baby today, but tomorrow he has a special Halloween special tomorrow. You got to get ready for that. All right, folks, thank you for your support and everything. Get on that straight and narrow. Know thyself and stay there. Amazing. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.